Previously on that podcast.
I don't know why Insomniac is doing this. If he has a wife and kids, why are you on Zat flirting with fucking underage girls, you motherfucker? Have some fucking shame, you fucking dickhead. You have a fucking wife and kids, you faggot.
Like, yeah, for his kids. Like, if he's doing that shit on Zat, what the fuck is he doing to his kids, I wonder?
Coke, he's kind of a small friend.
Wait, did you say Coke is a friend?
Yeah, Coke's a friend, but...
Why would you say Coke is a friend if he fucking, exposed your nudes when you were underage in his fucking Discord server? Then, I don't know.
He did everything. Yo, oh my god. Speaking of saving pictures, Coke does too. He got docked, and he just has a whole bunch of pictures of, you know, girls saved, just random shit saved, and stuff that people have posted in servers. Like, it's so weird. He saves their selfies, their, like, default pictures.
Yeah, he's a fucking moron. I don't...
Yeah.
Coke is, like, whatever. I don't really speak to the guy like that. I don't have any association with Coke, so he's doing his own shit. I never held a conversation with Coke. I don't know. That guy is just whatever.
Right. I mean, you said I ain't gonna get personal about Dennis. Dennis can be cool. Dennis can be shitty. Dennis normally attacks women, which is fucking weird, but at the end of the day, it doesn't affect me. I'm more of an observer person. I watch what people do and how they do.
So basically, advertise. Go out and advertise for Zat Flirt. You know what I mean? Go out to the world and do some graffiti for Zat.com/flirt. You know, do some old school 90s shit, because, you know, we're bringing that shit back.
Fuck you.
Fuck me. Fuck you. Yeah, welcome to...
Get started.
No, we're starting right now. I kept you waiting long enough.
Let me know when it's live.
It's live right now. It's always live.
Okay. I just wanted to know once you're recording when I'm going to be... All right, start your thing.
Welcome to fucking Zat Podcast.
No, just get into it. Don't even do that shit.
Oh, all right. We'll edit that in later on, but... So do you know why Alter didn't want to do a podcast with you? Do you have any idea about, you know, why he wouldn't want to do that?
Because Coke is a disrespectful, toxic little dwarf.
I don't know. I think because I would embarrass him, probably.
Okay. So I just wanted to do this episode to kind of, you know, maybe bridge a gap, you know. A lot of wounds have been sewn on Zat. You, give you a chance to tell your side of the story. A lot of people have said things on you. So I just want to know, where did this all begin? Where does the story of Coke begin on Flirt Chat?
I don't know. I just sort of came here in like 2016 during my freshman year of college. And I just saw it as a place where there were no rules or no restrictions. And I like to say things that would get me banned anywhere else. I like to have fun, so that's why I came here and, you know, fuck around here.
Right. So, people say a lot of shit about each other. Mental health, physical fitness, very important topics on Flirt Chat. Going down this line, have you ever taken drugs? Have you any taken any hard drugs?
Just mushrooms.
Mushrooms, yeah. You told me a story about that last time we spoke. We exchanged stories about our different drug trips. Have you been feeling better about that?
Yeah.
Would you care to explain that? Because, you know, I heard about that, but I don't know if you've really talked to anybody else on the chat about that kind of shit.
Like, the mushrooms? I don't know. I just got, like, a mental illness or something from it where, like... I think weird things or whatever, and it's mostly gone now, so it doesn't really matter.
Hey man, that's good for you. We all grew up during similar times, you know. A lot of people on Zat, kind of similar age, 20 to 30. In school, one of the things that you know was taught to us was the DARE shit, the whole just say no to drugs. What do you think about all that? Do you think it was successful? Do you think it failed?
The DARE program?
Yeah, DARE, just like in general, like your experience in school dealing
with
like...
How the fuck are you asking me about the DARE program?
I just kind of wanted to know your opinion.
DARE, I don't think it helped anybody or anything. I think it was a failed program. It didn't stop me from doing drugs, so anyway.
One of the big things people roast, will roast you on Flirt Chat is body weight, body image. They'll roast you for being too fat, too skinny. I know people call you, you know, like I like to call you monkey. You say monkeys aren't skinny. But yeah, like, do you exercise? I mean, what do you do?
I work out like once every month or two, and I'm pretty fit. So. I have like perfect BMI, like right in the center of normal. So like, I'm not even skinny or fat.
Good, good. I mean, so you say you have a good relationship with your body image. You don't, that's not a thing that, you know, bothers you when people bring that up.
I could be a little more fit, but I think I look better than like 90% of people in the body.
That's for sure. For Flirt Chat, there's some ugly ass motherfuckers on there. So yeah, mental health, physical fitness. What about depression? You know, Zales talked a lot about that on his episode. He talked about his struggles. You know, he had some fucked up shit in his childhood. Honestly, I can't even really say anything about that. I'm not gonna roast him about that. That's some fucked up shit. Everybody's got their own struggles. What about you, Coke?
No, I'm not depressed. I'm pretty good.
You know, people have called you short as well. Actually, I was talking to Tyler earlier. He was saying you're short as fuck. You're skinny. You're underweight. Shit like that. I mean, a lot of people on Flirt want the smoke. They like the heat. Do you think you could defend yourself in a fight from, you know, pretty much anyone on Flirt?
Well, everyone is completely different. Everyone's going to be a different size or weight or smart or whatever. Everyone's going to fight differently, but I think that I can take, like, probably, I don't think there's anyone that I think can beat me up unless they, like, have actual fight credentials. I think I can take, like, everyone.
How about Zolas? You know, he claims that you backed out of a fight in the past. Could you take Zolas in a fight?
Yeah, I think I could take Zolas in a fight, and I don't know why he would say I backed out of a fight. Obviously, no one is driving to each other just to fight each other hundreds of miles. Sometimes I make some jokes with
hey,
it
man,
or something,
you're
but
like what a
nobody's...
six-figure salary. Why don't you take your six-figure salary over to someone or some shit?
Because I gotta work every day, and I don't want to waste my weekend driving over 100 miles to fight somebody. If someone wants to fight me, they can come over and they can come fight me if they want. I actually kind of want to do a fight because it would boost my reputation a lot if I kick someone's ass. And I'm
I
pretty
would
sure
love to
that
fight you, Coke. IRL?
If you come over here, then you can fight me.
One
be
day.
Happy.
You know what, Coke? I will one day. I will one day.
No, you won't.
Keeping on the whole fight theme, do you think who would win in a fight, Dennis or Juice? Is it true that Juice roasted the fuck out of Dennis?
Juice did not roast Dennis. Juice is a retarded person who sends for Chelsea, and Dennis always trolled him. And I think that Dennis would probably beat the shit out of him too. I don't think Juice is a tough guy. I heard he got Juice's pick, and he's like really out of shape and really fat. I haven't seen his pick yet, but he hides his face. I think Juice is an ugly person and he's out of shape. I don't think that he would be able to beat Dennis.
Is he the guy with glasses that Dennis says he bullied off his dad?
I don't know. I haven't seen his pick. Maybe. I'd have to ask Dennis for his pick. So, like,
also,
I don't know
Juice,
what he looks like.
Juice said that, you know, what's the deal with you speaking on Juice and Chelsea's relationship? What's the deal about that?
Well, it's the same thing that's a deal with me on everything on that. I speak on everything that I find entertaining, that might make me laugh, that I can make jokes about.
Hell yeah.
And their relationship is just one of those things that is something to poke fun. It's a funny thing they have going on.
Do you know who doxed Chelsea, and were you involved in any way?
No, I don't know.
All
right. I don't know, and I wasn't involved. I don't dox people because I don't have the time. I don't care to. After these messages,
we'll be right back. You know, everyone knows the importance of taking a break every once in a while when you're working. Well, the same thing holds true if you're having fun. Now, that's why plays have intermissions. And during the intermission, You'll find the nearby fountain where they serve Coca-Cola is a mighty popular place. A sparkling glass of ice-cold Coke is a sparkling addition to the festivity and the excitement of opening night. Coke has a bright flavor, a distinctive flavor all its own that has never been equaled. It's bracing, too. Coca-Cola gives you a bit of quick energy that brings you back so refreshed so quickly and with as few calories as half an average juicy grapefruit. So at intermission time or any time, pause and refresh. Stop at the fountain where Coke is served. Then you can relax with the most asked-for soft drink in the whole world, bright and bracing Coca-Cola. Give yourself a break. Have a Coke.
You kids look like you could use a delicious fruity beverage.
Who are you?
Might I suggest Fizzy Pop's Grape Blast, the new soda from Johnson and Hedges?
Open wide, kids, because I'm going to grape you in the mouth.
Come here, kid! I'm going to tie you to the radiator and grape you!
Buy some today and get a free grape whistle.
Okay, when I finish graping you, I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to grape your mother and your father, and then I'm going to take your whole family down to the basement and grape you all for decades and decades.
All right, everybody, if this one doesn't get your toes tapping, check your pulse. You may be dead. Here it is, coming to you in living cola. Refreshing Pepsi Cola. From the wonderful folks who put the in cola. I'll be signing off now, because it's my bedtime. I'll catch you on the flip side. Be there.
I like this job.
Why don't you get into the meat of it? Because seems like what people want to listen to is they want to steer me challenge.
What do you want to talk about? How about you tell me?
Well, you're the host, but I know that people want to hear me challenged on, like, they want someone to call me a pedo and or something like that. So, like, why don't you, like, try that? There's a few things that, like,
want to hear. So you want to talk about the pedo shit? I mean, give me your stance on pedophilia.
My stance on pedophilia?
Yeah, just, you know, like, you said you want free speech for pedos. Tell me about that.
Well, I want free speech for everybody. I don't care if they're a murderer or a pedophile or a rapist or if they're an upstanding citizen. I think that, no, free speech for me is expressing an idea, like talking about it or like typing something out. That's free speech to me. That's all it is.
Is there any reason why you think that, like, why do you want free speech? Is it just to say, like, you know, I'm a pedo, lololol, or, like, why do you think free speech is important? Is it just to say toxic things?
No, it's important because, I think that it's just more fun to be able to say whatever you want. No, I think that, come on, the lololol thing is important, too. You gotta allow people to make whatever jokes they want to make.
I know, and I do. I never said to lock anybody up on that. That's kind of what I was talking about before you started, like, oh, let's talk about my pedophilia.
I'm supposed to be confronted on that, right? People want
to
hear.
Well, I never said to lock someone up for making a joke. I said that, you know, it's kind of weird the kind of things that you guys get mad about.
Okay, let me help you out. So, I believe that you have called me a pedophile. Do you think that I am a pedophile?
Have I called you? Well, yes, by definition, you play fast and loose with when it comes to, like, pubescence. There's no cutting off point when it comes to, you know, when somebody is fully developed or not developed. You simply talk about, like, well, if they look one way or another, there's different things that developed at different times. And I think the big thing that, like, I don't even really care about it. I think it's more, like, problematic it is that you think it's normal that, like, you know, you think a significant percentage of the population would be attracted to 13-year-olds. I think that's ridiculous.
No, okay. Here's what I'm going to say. So I don't think that age matters in terms of attraction. I think it's about if the said person developed the traits that make them look like a healthy reproductive opportunity. That's what evolution is. So, like, if someone looks like they can bear children, then we have evolved to be attracted to that.
And
so that's
you,
not.
And you think that like a significant portion, but that's the conversation we had. You keep like, you always say like,
so
well,
I'm saying
talk
the age
about
doesn't matter at all.
Talk about what I'm saying
in terms
now.
Of physical attraction.
The reason why I said the things before is because you said it in the context of like a fucking 13 and 14 year old, and I kept bringing you back to that. Mm-hmm. You're like, yes, even in that case, I believe this, and I'm like, okay, well, that's what
yeah.
I said.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is, the age doesn't matter. You keep on getting hung up on the age. Now, there can be maybe like 1% of 13 or 14-year-olds that develop faster. So I wouldn't say that you're a pedo for being attracted to, say, like a 13 or 14-year-old that has developed giant tits and ass early. You understand what I'm saying? Because
you kind of lost me there for a second. Can you repeat that?
I'm saying I don't think that someone is a pedo for being attracted to like a 13 or 14 year old that developed giant tits and ass early and they look 16, 17, or 18.
I don't know like how many instances of that. I mean, you kind of seem to make it out like there's way more. And also one time
I'm not making it out to be any percent. I don't know if it's 0%, 1%, 2%.
Well, because
I'm just saying
that.
You said
it was normal. You said it was fucking normal, in the context of a fucking 13 and 14 year old.
It was normal to be attracted to teenagers.
Yeah, well, you kept wanting to bring it back up to 17.
You tried to bring it to 13 and 14 because you know that that's weird because most 13 and 14-year-olds aren't developed yet.
That was the original conversation. I don't try to slide the fucking conversation just to suit my needs. I stay where it was originally.
Well, you're sliding it to 13 and 14-year-olds, but I'm saying all it is when they develop physical traits that show that they can reproduce.
I'm like a fucking rock, and I'm staying firm.
So maybe, what I would say is maybe like 1-2% of like 13, 14-year-olds develop enough to be attractive, but like that's not the majority. And you keep trying to hang up on these rare edge cases to try and make me look weird.
There's another thing that I recall you talking about and making a big fuss about was pedophilia not being considered a mental illness in the DSM.
No, I said that hebephilia and bifophilia is not a mental illness.
Because
and if you check,
because you wanted to bring it back up to 17, and I would have agreed if you had said that originally.
Still is 13, but what I'm saying is the age doesn't fucking matter. You keep on getting hung up on the age, and what I'm trying to tell you is people are not attracted to numbers; they're attracted to physical traits.
No,
so
I,
if there's
I
a 13
agree with
year
that,
with physical
I...
traits. I know that's rare, but it's about how they look. It's not about the age. You keep on trying to bring the age into it, like.
No, because that's the only thing that kind of
you also try to obfuscate because
no, that's the only thing that when it comes to like the legality of it, we all agree that like there's people that develop at different ranges. The ages we have to decide on a certain cutting point where we say like, hey, there's gonna be more people.
This is just legal fucking shit. What I'm trying to say is, you're not a pedophile for being attracted to girls that have developed, no matter what their age is. If they look developed. If they have traits,
so you're
of
talking
like,
about wait no like because that's also like isn't that like the whole like barely legal shit like people being attracted to like you know very very young people and like you know it's very clearly like you know you like the traits that look younger.
I'm saying if you keep on trying to change it, I don't understand. Like
I'm
this
not
is really hard
to change shit.
This is a very simple concept. If they look like they have developed the traits to where they're a healthy reproductive opportunity, then men will be attracted to that because that's how we evolve.
What about Insomniac? A lot of people have compared you to Insomniac. You know, you've had your whole like pedo trolling shit. What's the difference between your trolling and Insomniac? And did he deserve to be doxxed?
I didn't even know Insomniac was doxxed.
You don't?
I don't really know much. I don't think there's any comparison between me and Insomniac. Insomniac is like 30 years old. He has a wife. He has children. I think he's kind of slow, so he says things that aren't socially appropriate, but I don't even think he's a pedophile. I don't think he would touch a kid in real life. I think I know that he's slow. I know that he's like kind of like special ed, but not like fully special ed. If with a special ed person, if a girl comes on and says they're 15 and flirts with a special ed person, the special ed person isn't going to know not to, like, flirt back with that person. They're not even registering what's wrong with it. So I think Insomniac isn't a pedo. He's just like special ed, and it's like his problem there. And people misinterpret that because all they do is they say, "Oh my God, someone said they were 9 in his PC. He's such a pedo." It's like he's a slow person. He doesn't even know that they're not even 9. They're all trolls that are talking to him anyway. They're not even 9 years old. He never really talked to a kid. There's no kids on that. So, and he has a wife and kids. So I don't think that Insomniac's a pedo.
Maybe not anymore. I know back in the day, you know, one of the big, you know, stars of Zat is Zolly, who was indeed on Flirt Chat and Zat when she was underage. And, you know, there's but I would agree with you. Generally, there's very few underage people, especially like kids, like kids.
So Zat came out so long ago. Everyone's an adult now, so. Nobody young knows this site. They're all on Discord, all the kids. My main thing is, I think that on average, an adult male will be attracted to 16, 17-year-olds and 18-year-olds and up.
And you don't think you don't think that's problematic?
And maybe like 1 or 2% of 13 or 14-year-olds or 15-year-olds that develop early. And I don't think it's problematic because
on this podcast, you've suggested
it's not wrong to be attracted to somebody. It's wrong to fuck them. Code, so I mean, like, you can be attracted to them and not want to fuck them.
On this podcast, you've suggested that Insomniac, the person that everyone agrees is a pedo, is not a pedo. You've suggested
he's slow and he doesn't know what he's doing, and I don't think he has talked to any children in real life. He has a wife and kids, for fuck's sake. Insomniac is not a pedo. I think he's just slow, and he doesn't understand what he's saying.
Insomniac's not a pedo. Do you think anyone on Flirt Chat is a pedo?
Yeah, I think that Sin is a pedo. I think that,
Isn't he like 40-something?
When I first came on Flirt, there were people that were spamming Zolrak's 9-year-old nudes. So they were pedophile.
You know, people.
I don't really think that there are many pedophiles on that.
Hold on a second. People have said that you've shared, you know, your sister's picture. Is that true?
Yeah. Not really.
And she was underage.
So what happened was it was a public photo that's like up on Facebook and everything, and it's something that my parents took, and it's normal for people to take pictures with their families and have them on Facebook.
Coke, hold on a second. It's normal for people to take pictures of their family. It's not normal for you to post a picture of your sister in the pool on like a fucking Discord, toxic-ass Discord server.
Have you seen the picture that is in question?
No, but I still think that's pretty damn sus.
Okay, so let me tell you what it is then, because you're talking about something that you haven't seen and you don't know. This picture that's in question is a picture of me with her in the background, and she's like maybe like 5 pixels. When I posted that picture, I didn't even know she was in that picture because she was so small in it. That's how insignificant it was.
All right, Coke, well, I believe you.
You don't have to believe me. There's a picture in question. If anyone shows you, then they can see that it was a picture of me with her way far in the back.
Coke,
and she's like,
"Coke, relax. I said I believe you."
Very small looking. Well, don't say it sarcastically. You haven't even seen the picture, so you don't fucking know what you're talking about.
It's very clear that nothing gets under your skin, Coke. But so, you know, people, free speech, you say you're against doxing. Is that because you yourself have been doxed?
I'm not, hold on, I gotta go turn some lights on real quick, because we just got the Ark in here, all in food.
Yeah, it's very spooky. Very, spooky topic we're getting into.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
The following advertisement is intended for Jim Booney only.
It's free. Real estate.
We're giving you land.
It's free.
We're giving you a house.
It's real estate. Free.
It's a free house for you, Jim.
This is free real estate.
Well, you gotta bring furniture, but the house is free.
2 bedrooms, no rugs. It's free.
You unlock the door to your free house. We got you the real estate.
It's a 2-bedroom house. It's free. It's got a pool in the back.
I'm not carrying this around all day. It's for your house.
Free real estate. I'll pee my pants.
Jim, come get your damn land.
It's a free house!
Jim, I got real estate.
Jim, to get better than this?
Jim!
The house is free!
Jim!
The house is free!
It's a free house.
It's free real estate.
We now return to the Cosby Show, knowing what we know now.
Drugs work. There's a domino effect. If I give it to a woman, that knocks her out. She also can become pregnant. Right.
And what was the old story was, if you took a little drop, no, it was on the head of a pin.
And drop you put it in a Coca-Cola. Drink. Don't matter.
It doesn't make it. And the girl would drink it, and
she's yours.
Hello, America.
Huh. I was so busy not seeing color, I didn't see the raping either.
Well, I'm just going to say that this is like probably the worst marketing campaign. I mean, maybe not the worst I've ever seen, but like, I'm shocked that Coke did this, honestly. Because like, even in the context of like the time, this like low key, like, ooh, drink new Coke is so good. Look, it's so good. Oh, I love it. Oh, I Bill Cosby love new Coke. So tasty and delicious and good. Can you just imagine him just like spitting it out after the fucking camera's like, get this shit out of my mouth.
Now back to the show on Nick.
Yeah. So like, are you against doxing because you yourself have been doxed?
No, I'm not against doxing, and I haven't been doxed either. Everything that's on about me of my supposed dox is incorrect information. Nobody has even gotten anything right. So I'm not against it, and I don't even think I have been doxed, because the only thing that they have that they say is doxing me is my name, which I posted myself. So I haven't been doxed.
Maybe they're having mercy on you. Maybe they're just like saving that for a special occasion. I don't know. But people have shown me shit. You know, I've talked about this before. Because I go at everyone, you know, every fucking tune sends me shit. Everybody, you know, wants to give me information.
How do you know if it's real or accurate?
Well, I don't know if it's real. And that's kind
of what I'm saying. They haven't gotten anything correct on me. They've been giving the wrong addresses, the wrong everything,
you guys,
and they're saying that they dox me.
You guys, or you in specific, haven't gotten anything correct on me. I mean, what is like the main thing that you say?
Are you making it for yourself now?
Well, I mean, I'm part of the podcast too, you know. You guys can't kick me
I'm
off.
I'm just saying that I haven't been doxed.
Okay, you have
the only thing that Coke,
I
my name. That's it.
I believe you, Coke.
I'm not for or against doxing. I don't care either way. I think that doxing, it's okay to do to some people if they're like pieces of shit. And if it's not okay to do it to other people, if you're just being an asshole when you're doing it. But that's my opinion on that. I was the one that doxed Willie's address because when I doxed Willie's address, he was being accused of beating up Cheryl, and I wanted him doxed because I wanted the police over there.
But,
I dead-ass thought that there was trouble over there. That's why I doxed that.
How do you know that's true?
Because I saw a video of Willie yelling and being angry, and then I heard Cheryl be like, stop.
I am all for that shit, but what I don't understand is why have we been doing it to innocent people for so long, and why haven't we been taking care of the fucking assholes and the pests in the fucking chat is what I don't get.
So what I was saying is that was my first time hearing that. It sounded like Cheryl was being abused, so I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah, you're trying to you're a weasel, Coke. You're trying to smooth this shit over, like, oh, I was just looking out for, like, domestic
abuse. I really was, though. Like, no, it's not smoothing anything over. This is genuinely what happened.
What actually happened, which Dennis admits on his episode, is that he basically, like, was coercing Willie to do that shit. You guys constantly,
hold on.
Admitted that you doxed Willie. You're trying to make it out like you were doing this out of, like, no.
Because I wanted him to
you're doing
some
it.
Police to get over there to
you're,
not like have him beating Cheryl.
You're doing
but
it
like,
because
it's
funny.
No, it wasn't funny. There was nothing funny about posting Willie's address. How would you say it's doing that?
What
is funny
what
about
do you mean?
Posting
like,
someone's
everybody,
address?
Everybody in the community finds it funny. Like that's all I've seen from this community.
No,
guys,
people find when Willie gets mad at being called Santa funny because there's no reason why he should get so overly mad over stupid stuff.
You see what I gotta deal with every fucking day, Coke? With this moron, first he messes with me. I let it slide because that's okay. Then he messes with my fucking girlfriend. Now you're fucking pushing me. Then he fucking threatens my life. And then he fucking threatens to have sex with my aunt and my mom.
And now he's calling your family homosexual on main chat.
Then you're gonna make fun of me all the time. Fine, I'm fucking Santa. There. Now stop. See, I'm done. I'm banning you, Coke.
That's what's funny. There's nothing funny about posting his address. Which was that funny?
Which you did because.
Yeah, I did because. But I already told you it's because I heard he was beating Cheryl and I actually wanted to get some help over there. It wasn't to be funny. It was genuinely. I literally thought Cheryl was getting her ass beat and some police needed to separate Willie from her.
You say you
That's
thought,
what I thought.
You say you thought in the past. So what is your thought now?
Well, I found out that video was actually edited by Dennis, so it wasn't really real, I think.
Yeah, he was my favorite. Yeah, but...
Ella shared a video of Willie where he's beating up his girlfriend.
Yeah, I made him do that, in fact.
What do you think about that?
I said to him to do that, and he actually did, which is not my fault.
Bro.
If I'm telling you right now, get on the fucking block and throw yourself or kill yourself or shoot yourself. How is that my fault? You did it. It's your fucking problem. That doesn't mean you have to do anything that I tell you. Really, when I made him back in the days, it was funny. But now, people just destroyed him. They just ruined all the fun. But when he was in the library, he had the fight with the security guard. That was a good one. That was a good one. I made him show his dick on cam as well.
That was you?
Oh, crazy.
Hold on.
I thought it was Ella. No. Most of the things was me. Ella was more into editing videos. I did it myself, but she was most of doing that.
Yeah. Right. That makes sense. So it seems like you had a lot of fun time on Zad and...
People. Oh yeah,
and
you still do.
You're still there having a fun, good time.
Oh yeah, definitely. And the thing is, we had this podcast. I'm not looking for people now to come at me and say, "Oh, I didn't know you this nice or you this whatever you say." Me, I want nothing to change. Yeah, don't fucking come at me. I'll still fucking dismantle everyone.
What's your relationship with Dennis?
He's a funny guy. I talked to him a little bit, but like we're not close. But we're like cool with each other.
No, you say he's a funny guy, huh?
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
So, you know, him getting Willie to beat Cheryl, was that funny?
A little bit, to be honest with you.
When I point out that you guys find this kind of stuff funny, and you pretend that you're like, you know, against domestic abuse, that's not.
You can do both. You can find it funny, but then be like, "Whoa, you're still going too far." Things like funny murders too. You know what I mean?
What about like you know, making fun of someone's like dead mother or something like that?
Yeah, I don't think that's good. That's not good. I'm not for that. Unless it's funny, right? A really good joke behind it.
Yeah, so you
there has
like,
to be some logic behind why it would be funny.
Yeah, so like it, you know.
So like there's logic behind why
being harmful and inflicting emotional harm on others is fine in your eyes as long as it's funny.
No, I don't say it's fine. I think that it can be wrong and still be funny. You can do wrong things that are funny.
Right. So you said you thought about that in Willie in the past and you try to help him, but now you don't think that was true, so now you don't want to help him, or kind of get me explain
help
that.
Help Willie with what? Are you talking about?
Or not Willie, Cheryl, I'm sorry. You were so you're like, "Oh, I got to defend the woman from the guy who's
Well, now that I've seen that this is basically how their relationship always is. And doesn't really do that much. I have no idea, to be honest with you. I don't really know what the relationship is like.
I think that it's the fact that you know that a lot of this is instigated by the people of the community, which you seem to find so funny.
It doesn't matter who it's instigated by. Like, if I was able to instigate, or you listen to me for a second.
Just let me say this, all right? You've been talking over
just
me.
Just let me say time. This. No, come on, you're asking me something.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't think that if you instigate somebody to murder somebody else, you still have to. It's still right to get somebody, the police involved, to stop that person from murdering them. It doesn't matter whether it's instigated by somebody else.
No, I agree that Willie's responsible for the actions he's committed. All I'm saying is that it's also bad what Dennis does. And, you know, that's kind of like the thing you say, I'm hating the community.
I'm not pro-Dennis
I'm hating in the community because I say this shit. Not because of anything else. Not because of, you know, like, you can say, like,
you're annoying.
I'm making this about me. You know, no, it's about you guys.
You do make it about you.
You guys
and that's
wanting,
when it gets boring.
You guys want to fucking be unchallenged on this kind of stuff. You want to say, oh, it's funny for Dennis to, you know, get Cheryl beat up. You know, it's funny.
Okay, let's go back to something can be funny and still be wrong.
It's funny for him to try to get you or to do something that would nearly get you to get Willie arrested.
It's not about getting Willie arrested. At the time, it was about keeping Cheryl from getting literally harmed.
Do you think that your actions have consequences, Coke?
What will you learn that your actions have consequences?
No.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Gee willikers. This Coca-Cola Zero Sugar tastes mighty delicious.
Come on, buddy. It has zero sugar.
But it tastes great.
Let's take the breakables away. If you keep lying like this, you'll be a puppet forever.
But it's the honest truth.
You'll never be a real boy.
It's no lie.
You're right. It's delicious.
Told you. I never lie.
For the real difference between the world's two leading soft drinks, we're implementing a fail-safe scientific anthropological study. Chimp A will be allowed nothing but Coca-Cola. Chimp B will be allowed nothing but Pepsi. The results are astounding. The chimp that drank Coca-Cola showed remarkable improvement in motor skills. The chimp that drank Pepsi, however, quickly lost interest and disappeared.
Hello? It's him!
For over 125 years, we've been bringing people together. Today, we'd like to come together on something that concerns all of us, obesity. The long-term health of our families and the country are at stake. And as the nation's leading beverage company, we have played an important role. Across our portfolio of over 650 beverages, we now offer 180 low and no-calorie choices. These diet beverages still pose serious health risks. Even though we've reduced the calories per serving, these beverages can still cause kidney problems, obesity, metabolic syndrome, cell damage, and rotting teeth, which leaves 470 beverages, which have extremely high, unhealthy levels of calories. Consuming large amounts of rapidly digested sugar and high fructose corn syrup causes a spike in blood sugar and insulin, which can lead to inflammation and insulin resistance, both of which may increase your risk of stroke, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and cancer. Coke has also been known to accelerate aging and cause high cholesterol. The American Heart Association recommends consuming no more than 450 calories from sugar-sweetened beverages per week. The amount in about 3 cans of soda. Imagine if cigarette companies said they were doing something responsible to protect you. How would you react to that? Beating obesity will take action by all of us, based on one simple, common sense fact. All calories are not the same, and the calories in Coca-Cola products have no nutritional value. If you choose to live a healthy lifestyle, then you should not be drinking any of our products. If you drink Coke, you'll get fatter and fatter. The solution is simple, and it's right in front of your eyes. Don't drink Coke. It's killing you and your family. Coca-Cola, we're partially responsible for America's obesity problem.
Back to the show on Nick.
You say that it's not true that people have doxed you. People have talked about, like, people have shown me pictures of your family. People have, you know.
Well, hold on. People say that they doxed me, but I haven't seen anyone post my real address. I haven't seen anyone post a picture of my family members either.
I've seen them
find other people with the same last name as me, but they're not related to me. And they've been passing that out to the docs.
Well, I mean, so. They're friended to you, but there's one more thing I do want to ask you. You talk a lot about your money. You talk a lot
friended?
About your house, your success. The guy that stabbed you with a fork, right?
Who stabbed me with... I've never been stabbed with a fork.
I don't know. Somebody... People say things about you, Coke. I don't know. Maybe you should talk to some people.
Maybe you should make sure that what you hear is accurate.
Maybe I should just not trust you. I mean, you know, it's just your words against theirs.
Yeah, so just believe random people that say they dox me and stab me with a fork all the incorrect information. Just believe it blindly.
Sure,
Coke. So you want to talk about my house or job or whatever?
Yeah, no, actually, I was mentioning that. You know, you say your house, you have a house, you're successful. There's a lot of rich people. Well, not a lot, but there's some rich people on Flirt. You work for a living, right?
Yes.
There's someone on Flirt that, you know, they claim, you know, they like to boast about how they don't have to work for a living. They have so much money, you know, they make twice as much as you make in a year. They are not make, they have twice as much that you make in a year and shit like that. What do you got to say to anybody that, you know, speaks about your riches, your finances, anything like that? You know, are you secure in that? Is that true? Are you really as balling as you say you are?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm balling. My career has been, I was in college from 18 to 22. Then I did an internship, and then I did a training program. And I'm at the point now where I got a job that pays $52 an hour. So I don't know any 24-year-olds that make as much as me, unless they're like a celebrity or something. I make a pretty decent living compared to, I have probably one of the highest incomes for my age. And I know there's like 30-year-olds that make like $32 an hour in their kids. I think that I do pretty good.
Yeah, so do you think you're ever going to leave Flirt Chat? Do you think you're going to ever leave that?
Am I ever going to leave it? Maybe. But I don't know any other place where, you know, like every Discord server, if I say something, they're going to ban me on spot. So, like,
and,
I don't know.
And deservedly. I mean, you're the type of person that would get someone arrested over shit you don't even know.
Well, no, it wouldn't get him arrested if he wasn't actually doing anything. So it would just get the police to check the situation. So you're wrong on that.
Yeah,
like,
you,
if you call the police
you care
on somebody,
so much
you,
about domestic abuse.
If you call the police on somebody because you think that they're abusing somebody, and they go over there and they say, "Oh, nothing was actually happening," then they're not going to get arrested. So it's the safe thing to do is call the police
well,
if you
think
that something
is
happening.
You know, you're kind of playing dumb. You're kind of pretending that you don't know what swatting is. I mean, you know, you guys have been on the internet.
What are you talking about? Like, I don't even SWAT. I don't SWAT people, though. I wasn't SWATting somebody. I was calling police on a situation of potential domestic abuse. That's not SWATting.
Well, at least you recognize now that, you know, you were, it was erroneous that it was actually, you know, you were kind of being, led on a puppet string by old mastermind Dennis, but
he made a really good edit that made it sound like he was really beating up Charles, but apparently he wasn't.
You know, I don't
and I think that the right thing to do at the time was to call the police because it sounded and looked really real, and you want to be, you know, you want to not let that slide because it could have been real. If it was real and I got the police over there, then I would have been a good thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just kind of wanted you guys to kind of, you know, there's jokes. I mean, you know, I don't give a fuck about, you know, you guys coming at me. There's people that can't defend themselves out there. You know, you can use the block button if you want. You can ignore people. You don't have to come to Flirt Chat if you don't want to. I come because I want to. And I came on this podcast with you because I wanted to, because I think it would be interesting.
Who are your friends? Who are your best, like, friends on Flirt? Like, who likes you on Flirt?
My best friends on Flirt, definitely Boog.
Boog?
Yeah, fucking Boog. He's, we watch movies sometimes.
And,
there's Boog.
But your friends with that Teto Manny? Okay, so Boog.
Wait. Like, so when you said that there's no, what's your evidence that he's a pedo? Or are you just going off of things people have said?
I don't mean it literally. I'm just kind of making fun of him.
Okay. No, he's
cool. Like,
I mean,
he's a weird, creepy little indie guy.
He's cool. I've talked
he's
to him.
He's very
curvy
to every girl that he sees, so he's a fucking a weird guy.
We don't gotta talk about Booga. You know, there's Minerva, you know,
Minerva? Oh my god.
Yeah, Minerva's a bad bitch. There's Ben.
Bad.
Yeah, you know, what's your deal with Ben? What's your issue with Ben? Do you like him? Do you hate him? What do you think about him?
I find Ben really funny because, you know, of how he is. And I like to, you know, the same thing that I do with slow people comedy with like Mike and all that. So Ben is very funny and I like him. I like to, you know,
is it
I don't know how to describe it.
Do you,
I'd be nice to, I'm not mean to him though. Like we're friends.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, Ben spoke kindly of you. He said you're not bald. He said you're not a pedo. What about Coke? What's his whole deal? I mean, people have said a lot of things about him. People have called him a pedo. People have called him bald. I mean, is he bald? Is he a pedo?
No, because I think he has hair, and he's a cool dude. He's just a cool dude. I don't think he's a pedophile. I never see him do anything wrong.
That's more than can be said for other people that have been on Flirt Chat. But I think this is a good stopping point. I've had my film. I don't really know if you have anything more you want to say, you wanna ask. Any shout outs you wanna give?
You're a terrible podcast host. I see why people like Altair to be the host more than you. Because you're randomly bringing up politics that's not relevant to this chat, and
it's certainly like relevant. You want to talk about free speech. You want to pretend you care about free speech. You don't care about free speech. You just want to be able to harass people. You just want
to
be able
I to care about free speech to be able to harass you, people. You wanna I think that
able,
you should be allowed
you
to do
be able to harass disabled people who can't defend themselves.
Disabled people?
Yes, you do.
Anybody. And, you know,
no,
I don't...
It's easier to do with disabled
I'm
people.
I'm not a crazy, unethical person. Like, I don't like... I'm not sadistic. I don't like to cause harm to people. But if you mean, like, calling the disabled person Santa and he freaks out about it for no reason, that's funny to me because... Why does someone freak out over being called Santa? It's just funny. So, yeah, but I'm not going overboard. I don't think I've gone too overboard for at least my standards
Coke,
ever.
I want to go. I got shit to do.
Except for the stuff that I did with Molly. That was overboard, but I was only like 21 or 22 at the time. I wasn't really mature back then.
Yeah. You how old are you now?
I'm 24.
Yeah. You weren't, you know... The 2 years ago when you were so much younger.
It's a big difference. Your brain keeps developing until you're like 24, 25. I feel totally different in my way of thinking from when I was 21 or 22 to 24.
I want to go, Coco.
So it is a big difference.
I'm going to go. I can see why Altair didn't want to do a podcast with you.
Never what? Because he knows that I would destroy him. He would be embarrassed by me.
Embarrassed? What are you going to say? What would you say to Altair? What do you have to say to Altair?
That he's a loser.
Why? Is it
and he's not
he
funny.
Is it because he does drugs?
Well, I think he leeches off his mother, and he doesn't have his own job, and he's like 30, and I don't know. There's a ton of things. I don't think he's particularly funny either. He's more obnoxious than funny, and only people that are like... really, really dumb find him funny, and everything about him is just really like why he comes in the chat in all caps lock saying not just gross shit that isn't even funny. I don't respect his type of comedy.
You can't say shit like that when you think saying that you're a pedo is a joke. Shut the fuck up.
That's totally different from what Altair does.
You're way worse, bitch.
I'm just sarcastic about shit. If people can't handle sarcastic humor. Because this, what I like to do is, I noticed that this chat box, you know how there's no filters or anything, right? Mm-hmm. I noticed that sometimes people start to get a little more soft. Like, they get offended by racial humor or, like, sexual humor.
By calling a black person black?
No, by calling them a nigger. So I think that
No, they get offended.
It's racial humor.
They get offended if you call them black too. Some of them.
Well, whatever. My point is, like, I notice that sometimes people, the temperature of the chat room is like you can't say this or you can't say that. Like the temperature changed to where people aren't as mean as they used to be. And whenever I notice that happening, I try to be as abusive and as mean and say the most horrible shit as possible. To bring the temperature of the chat back to no filter. Because I see when it gets filtered sometimes. I see people walking on eggshells not trying to say mean things or, like, say jokes that are, like, overboard, and I'm like, if it starts getting too soft, that's when I'm gonna start getting harder to like make the chat like.
Coke's getting harder, guys.
I might call that prostitute over again.
You've engaged with prostitutes.
Well, I've engaged with one.
That's what you use your hard-earned money on.
Well, it was $120, and I make $300 a day, so. And that's after tax.
Well, Coke.
It's nothing.
Coke, I want to go. Leave me alone. Bye.
Okay, bye.